Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Larry Becraft on the line. Yeah, just before the break, and of course we're going to go to another one in a few more minutes here, but to finish up the what you were just talking about, this phony bankruptcy claim thing, scheme.
Well, that was the point. Basically, there have been, you know, see, that's the type of it's hit me in two cases. You know, somebody's out there promoting an argument. Oh, gee, the solution to your problem is real simple. You've been charged with a crime. Go into bankruptcy. It'll make it all go away. And that's the type of advice you'll get out there. You know, there's arguments about UCC and, you know, the bankruptcy of the United States and things like that. All of those, you know, that's wishful thinking. People want to sit around and gin up some legal argument to oppose the system. And, you know, too often they're groundless and baseless arguments. Here's one example. You know, there's been some people running around talking about, well, gee, the United States is a corporation. It was created by this act in 1871. Well, you know, I've got it. This is addressed over on my website. Incidentally, if for your listeners, if you want to go over to my website, just do a search on the internet for Becraft Briefs, and my website will come up. You know, I address some of these issues there. But, you know, getting back to this 1871 Act, you know, there's a bunch of people that run around, you know, they'll say, oh, this 1871 Act, you know, made the United States a corporation. Well, these people that make these arguments, they never give you the cite to that act. Well, you know, when you really find that act and look at it, it didn't do any such thing. But, you know, that's the type of stuff that floats around through the freedom movement and causes people to believe arguments that have absolutely no basis in substance. And, you know, let's say that you believe some legal argument and you get charged, and now you got to tell the jury, you know, what your belief is. Some of this stuff sounds like it comes from outer space, and that's the way it's going to be perceived by a jury. You know, I've had a lot of cases where, you know, the defendant's beliefs were kind of off the wall, and that jury is a great, you know, dispenser of justice. And you trot out some flaky argument like what's floated around this freedom movement for a number of years, you trot that out from them, you'll not only lose them, but they'll think you're crazy. And that's a big problem in the movement.
Right. So you got to wonder, you know, is this stuff being done out of ignorance, or do we have examples here of people sabotaging the whole thing, you know, these government ops that are...
Well, it's difficult to determine the real reason for it, but, you know, I just simply observe that there's a lot of, you know, stuff that floats around. You know, people will, you know, latch on to anything. You know, I've just seen a lot of desperate people, and desperate people do a lot of desperate things, and, you know, somebody will come along and, you know, here, try this, you know, this sounds good to me, and they'll always make it sound real good. And, wow, that suddenly becomes the solution, you know, kind of like the international bankers have taken over the world as a matter of law. Well, you know, that's not true. But, you know, international bankers are economically powerful. But, you know, insofar as them being the government, you know, and every lawsuit is for the benefit of the international bankers, that's not true. You know, it's just simply not true. And, you know, there's just a lot of arguments that float around that don't have facts to back it up. You know, they can't. You know, and what I have found is that, you know, a lot of desperate people will believe any argument. You know, it just sounds good. It's completely invented. No facts to back it up. You know, kind of like the redemption process. You know, that was something that was invented out of the whole cloth. But now you got desperate people that, you know, want to listen to something, and they're looking for a solution to their problem, and they'll glom on to an argument. But when you come along and try to explain it to them, no, this has no basis in fact, suddenly you've got to disprove it to them. And, you know, so we have a lot of wishful thinking, a lot of emotions in the freedom movement. And, you know, if we're going to be effective, we got to get away from that. You know, anybody that's advocating any particular position, they better be able to demonstrate it. You know, there are people walking around, gee, I've got 300 wins under my belt. Okay, prove it. You know, but people will believe whatever tickles their ears.
Right.
You know, so the truth movement needs to have truth in it and not just a lot of hype, and there's just too much hype that goes around the country. So next
question. And, you know, whether it's the government doing this or not, they certainly love this, and, you know, it helps to create more confusion and gives them more reason to point a finger and laugh and say these guys know what they're talking about. And
It destroys your credibility.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a big mess.
The freedom movement has been destroyed in the eyes of the rest of the American people because, you know, gee, they got arguments about 14th Amendment or you know, some of these wild and crazy baseless arguments. And that's what the rest of America thinks of the freedom movement, as purveyors of junk.
Right.
So we got a break.
And they're the ones that have the junk. All right, folks, be right back.
Is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Larry Beecraft on the line. I just wanted to let RBN know, I actually just tried Skype during the break. I called a friend that I saw was online, and the sound was crystal clear. So it looks like the problem is on RBN's line, RBN's end, and not me for a change, so that's good to know. I don't know what's going on, but maybe RBN's going to have to check their software or something, or maybe have them reboot their computer, but... It is working. I actually re-downloaded the new version, too, so I'm all up to date on that. So hopefully we can have this fixed by tomorrow. Ever have trouble with RBN, Larry?
No, I haven't.
I mean, with RBN.
I just call in on Saturday mornings and boom.
With Skype, I mean, trying to get...
No, I haven't used Skype.
Oh, you use the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, what, you got a headset and everything?
No, I just use the phone here at my office.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been using Skype, and, you know, it's been working fine for the most part, but every once in a while, I've had guests that get cut off, and I get cut off, and...
Yeah, I've heard people tell me about Skype. And also, you know, is it not true that there's an electronic signature you leave behind if you use Skype?
Yeah, I'm sure, but, you know, they know what you're doing anyways. I mean, let's face it, they can remotely listen in through your walls from a mile away. Nowadays, they get so many high-tech...
That's true. I was involved in a case where the feds, my clients, were inside talking, and they just picked up the vibrations from some distance away from the house. They were just listening to the vibrations off the glass pane windows.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, the truth is, you know, you can take all the precautions you want, but if they want to spy on you, unfortunately, you know,
they've
almost achieved what's that?
They're very sophisticated, stuff that we don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, what we're talking about is probably 20 years old, you know.
Well, you know, they recently, I saw in the newspaper in the last week or 10 days, you know, there was an article, there's a big new, you know, truck that the Army's put out, and it'll project a beam on a crowd, and it'll make your skin feel like it's about 130 degrees in heat, and so it'll disperse a crowd.
Yeah,
you know, they're getting very electronic-oriented.
Yeah. I remember, it was almost a year ago now, but the Secretary of the Navy, I think it was boasting, or Air Force, I guess it was, he was boasting that they're going to be testing these new developed beam weapons on American citizens.
Really?
Yeah, and he said the reason they're not going to test them in war overseas is because they're afraid that they'll be attacked in the foreign press. In other words, we'll use them here because we have control over the press here and we can cover this up.
Yeah, that's for sure. Just like they did all these experiments on diseases, you know, the Sylacauga, the men that had, you know, some venereal disease, they let them rot, didn't treat them, wanted to see the effect of it.
Sure.
They've dispersed chemicals and diseases in subways and, you know, wanting to see how sick the American people get
going
as
back
a result.
To the 50s, the CIA, the Army was doing that. Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
All over the country.
These are the reasons why the American people, you know, they've got to stand up and get a backbone first.
Yeah.
But then after they get their backbone, they got to start complaining. You know, the American society can change. You know, societies around the world change. You know, if you take a look at the Eastern Bloc, you know, the old Soviet bloc, you know, those people have broken away from the Soviet Union, and they're becoming freer all the time. You know, they're becoming, you know, capitalists. So in response
and
to
we're
that,
becoming
we're becoming
communist.
More communist.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least the East Bloc nations have come along and broken away from their captivity. I suggest the American people do the same thing and get away from, this government that's already conquered them.
Yeah, it really is true that bad things happen because good people do nothing. I mean, as long as we have them way outnumbered. The people in this country who love and want freedom have the tyrants that are trying to take the freedoms away. In fact, have been making great progress in that direction. We have them way outnumbered. And we certainly can turn this around, but it's because people aren't doing anything.
Well, you wonder, you know, the fluoride in the water and everything else, you know, that's kind of dumbed down the American people and made them very complacent. But then, you know, economically, you know, too many people got to just work around the clock, and they're exhausted. So the state of exhaustion prevents them from doing anything else, like learning and studying to get into what is wrong with this country. But, you know, dude, people ought to do a little something for the cause of liberty every day, and it's not difficult. You can make it a habit. People can buy copies of the American Freedom to Fascism DVD. I've done that.
Yeah.
And pass them out. You know, ask people to look at them. You know, if you take a look at how many people are already involved in the freedom cause, you know, I would suggest that the number of freedom-loving people in this country has got to be at least the same number as the civil rights movement. Well, but the civil rights movement was effective, and the reason why they were effective is because they actually did something. Well, the freedom movement could do the same thing. We got at least the same number of people. You know, all it's going to take is for the people to start doing something. even if it's writing letters, even if it's just spreading DVDs and CDs and you know, other type of material around, flyers, going to meetings, all of that can have a substantial impact upon the community in which you live. And if we don't start doing now something now, as I said earlier, what are we going to say to about why we did nothing 2 or 3 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big problem.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the way things go, I don't even know if we're going to have any freedoms left a year from now. I don't think they're going to just sit back and let, even though Hillary, of course, is going to continue to advance the same agenda, the neocons, per se, love the fact that they're the ones sitting in the power seats. And even though they're not calling the shots, they still love the benefits that go along with the window being part of the window dressing, you know.
Well, you know, the neocons have built an imperial presidency.
Yeah.
Now, if you take a look at both camps, you know, the neocons and then, you know, anybody that comes up on the Democratic side, be it Barack Obama, Hillary, or John Edwards, or whoever, you know, those are the we're making a choice between two evils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, where's the choice for people that don't like any of the above?
Right.
We need to start supporting somebody that we truly can stomach, at least. And
only
you know, personally, I like Ron Paul, but you know, there's a lot of people. You can do something politically. You can do something every day. You know, to educate your next door neighbor. You know, one of the things that you know I'm amazed at is people in the tax movement. They've done nothing. They haven't lifted a finger to convince even their next door neighbor. But they think that when they get into trouble, it's going to be real easy. They're going to go in and convince 12 strangers. Gee, and they haven't even practiced on their next door neighbor. That's a big problem. But you know, if the people would get galvanized and actually do something, we could be effective as the civil rights movement was. You know, I just want to know, when is that day going to come? Do you have any idea?
I wish that I could collectively just take my hand and slap this country across the side of the head and snap them out of their coma. Look what's going on, people. What is wrong with you, you know? It would only take just a few seconds. Just yell at them really quick and you know, take more than a few seconds. I wish I could get a megaphone and yell at the country for a good 2 or 3 hours and let them get a big earful of what exactly is going on. At least, you know, if they don't do anything, at least they don't have any more excuse.
Yeah, so true.
They
well,
would
what
at
do
least
you,
know.
What do you think it's going to take in order to... Let me give you an example. How things get accomplished, and I call it critical path planning. You know, if you're going to invade a country, do you just say, oh, well, let's just pick up and go invade a country? No, you have a plan. That's what the neocons did. They were, you know, the Iraq war was in planning for a long period of time. If you're going to put somebody on the moon, and I live in the community where that happened back in the 60s, you know, you have to have the objective first. And once you have an objective, then you map out everything it's going to take in order to achieve that objective. That's called critical path planning. A house builder, a contractor, he probably has a critical path plan for how he's going to build a house, you know, basically in his head. You know, he knows that here's what the house looks like on paper, and he's going to transform, you know, a vacant piece of dirt into a place that's got a house sitting on it. He knows, because he's done it so many times, you know, what has to happen when. Well, that's all called critical path planning. You know, well movements need critical path planning. And you know, you got to have your objective. You got to first say, well, what do I want to achieve? And once you identify what it is that you want to achieve, then you got to sit down with a bunch of other like-minded people and say, okay, what's it going to take to move from where we are right here? What are the various steps that we got to achieve in order to obtain that goal? And that's called critical path planning. And critical path planning is certainly needed for the freedom movement. Do you know of anybody that's established a goal and has a route for achieving that, Charlie?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it's so difficult to get people coordinated, motivated, educated. We've been so potty trained, literally, to look to the media. You know, it's like a baby feeding on milk. People just can't think outside the box. It's so difficult to get... If you could do that, we could change this thing tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But getting them to do that, getting them informed, getting them motivated, that's another whole story. It's incredible that human nature works this way. It's pretty sad. Of course, the power elite know this, and they've taken advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Another short break, guys. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Larry Becraft.
Before the break?
What's that?
Can we pick up before the break?
Go ahead.
You know, we were talking about what can be done. And, you know, I think examples of people prevailing on a little issue is illustrative. It's helpful. It gives encouragement to the people. Having a little victory here, there, and everywhere. You know, if we had a whole bunch of strings of little victories, we might make a dent. But let me give you an example about how law is important to take into consideration in reference to a movement, okay? It seems like it was about 4 or 5 years ago, the Tennessee legislature was trotting out an effort to to introduce into Tennessee a state income tax. Well, a lot of people were opposed to that, but they had no legal argument with which to approach the legislature. Well, I'm familiar with Tennessee law in reference to the income tax, and there was a case back in 1960 decided by the Tennessee Supreme Court. It's called Jack Cole against McFarland. And in that case, that's a case that basically gutted the Tennessee income tax at the time. And the Supreme Court said, you know, as a result of decisions being made over the last 100 years, you know, there were a lot of favorable decisions about the scope of taxation and things of that nature. And so the Tennessee Supreme Court just had to basically read those cases and then apply it to the income tax. And what the Tennessee Supreme Court said in that situation, they said, hey, look, that income tax is an excise tax. But then because of existing precedents in Tennessee, you could not use an excise tax to tax the right to earn a living. Mm. And this was a very short opinion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I circulated that case around to my friends, and that became the basis. You know, it was a motivating factor in them approaching the Tennessee State Legislature and telling them, no, we're opposed for this reason to a state income tax. And guess what? There was enough opposition to that effort back about 4 or 5 years ago to reintroduce a state income tax that it was totally defeated. Now let me give you another example. A couple of it seems like it's about 7 or 8 years ago, there was an effort made by the Department of Transportation to introduce basically what we were calling the national ID. And a friend of mine, Scott McDonald, told me about it, and we looked at this effort. It was coming about by federal regulations. Oh, we're going to introduce a national ID. Well, we provided. Once we saw these proposed regulations, you can oppose proposed regulations. You can enter objections to them. Yeah. And so what we did is we started a little campaign. Here you have an effort brought in to bring in the national ID. You know, the Department of Transportation wants to do thus, thus, and such. And so we told people in response to these regulations, what you ought to do is to write in letters. And what we did is we posted over on Scott's website a number of letters. People could just simply copy them, print them out, send them to the address that we gave for sending in regulations. So this went on for about 90 days. And at that time, the Department of Transportation was posting all the objections to the regulations on their website. So periodically, I'd run over and take a look at the objections. You know, some of them were kind of nasty, you know. This is an act of tyranny, you know, and others would... I could see that they were pulling stuff down off our website, making substantive legal objections to this whole effort. And in fact, you know, as time went along, you know, I would look at some of these and I noticed that ultimately there were only two favorable comments to the regulations. The whole opposition, 99.9% of the comments to the regulations was opposed to it. So after we got maybe about 2,400 or 2,500 objections to it, the Department of Transportation pull the regulations. Well, the next thing that came along was the Know Your Customer regulations put out by the Department of Treasury. And, of course, this was all international. The international community wanted Know Your Customer regulations. Well, this time what we had done in opposing the regulations put out by the Department of Transportation, we said, Scott and I said, well, we're going to do the same thing here. Well, a lot of other organizations joined hands. You know, it seemed like it was an idea that just kind of spread all at once. Let's object to all this. And again, we put suggested letters, suggested objections on website, and so did a whole bunch of other people. Well, let me tell you the outcome of that. I was trying a case in front of Judge Johnson up in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Incidentally, you know, there was such a defect in this case that I was trying. You know, we talked to our clients, and this was a conspiracy case. We told them, hey, look, you know, the government's got a tremendous hole in their case. Our clients decided not to testify. They got convicted, but we filed some post-trial motions, and boom, the judge threw out the indictment. But, you know, it was in this case one day we were going to lunch, and I looked at this is in March of, you know, 2000 or something like that. I was walking across the street and I looked at the local front Cheyenne newspaper, and there on the front page it said that there was something like $200,000 or $300,000 objections had been made to the Know Your Customer regulations and they were being withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is the type of thing that people can do. You know, if you give the people, you know, take into consideration what the average American is confronting on a daily basis, but then giving him something he can do rather than something he can't, and I think we can win this battle.
Yeah, exactly. People always say, oh, I'm just one person. What can I do? It's usually one person that makes the biggest difference. It's always been that way in history. So you can do a lot, folks. Just get off your keisters and get out there. I mean, this, you know, the whole world is available at your fingertips. Just do it. Take advantage of it. Use that power you got. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking with Larry Becraft, lawyer who specializes in defending people against the IRS. You know, I was going to ask you, I'm sure you've bucked heads with some interesting people over the years. Did you ever meet up with Jerry Spence?
No, I haven't. But, you know, he's an example of, you know, he's kind of left-wing. You know, I think he's involved in, you know, the tree-hugging movement. Lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You know, he's also said some things about how this judicial system operates.
Right.
And, you know, I think he's he shares a lot in common with people in the freedom movement. He came along and defended, you know, what was up in Idaho? The Randy Weaver defended him. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there like that. We need to locate who they are. We need to quit fighting on internally in the freedom movement. Come out with a game plan for what it's going to take in order for us to move forward, and then develop little programs so that we can actually get something accomplished.
Yeah, he's brought out in his books how thoroughly corrupt the system is. The FBI forges evidence, and they're mandated to do this and that, and they don't comply with federal ruling, you know, the judge's rulings, and He just said the whole thing is just completely monkey rigged. And he specializes in defending people. I don't think he's ever done an IRS case, but defending people against government and or corporate corruption. And he doesn't even charge his clients usually. So that's very,
he's fairly wealthy. He also represented Randy Weaver. They filed a civil suit and they settled for $3 million. So that helped Randy a lot. But then again, Randy lost two members of his family, his wife and his son.
Horrible tragedy.
You know, what do you think it's going to take in order to wake people up?
That's a big question. I mean, I look at what this scoundrel now has gotten away with. I mean, he's done more to strip us of our constitutional rights and freedoms than all previous presidents combined, and nobody's doing anything. I mean, what's it going to take? I mean, are they waiting for the tanks to roll down the streets? Because it's going to be too late then.
Well, hey, let me give you an example. You know, I mentioned earlier, you know, it's important to have a legal basis for what we're doing. And, you know, if the government operates in a legal arena too often, and we've got Hillary running around right now. We've got John Edwards. In the last couple of days, I incidentally had to drive back and forth to New Orleans yesterday, so I was listening a lot to the radio. And, you know, there's these proposals we're going to have national health care. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's knowing something, you know, we could transform this situation just like the people did with these Tennessee income tax. You know, you throw out this case, Jack Cole against McFarland, that became the basis for, you know, saying, hey, we're not going to have this state income tax, and they prevailed. Right now we've got an effort to just completely socialize medicine in this country. But nobody seems to be asking the question, well, do the feds have that power? Well, let me give you some examples of some of these big problems and how we can approach it. Let's deal with Social Security. If you piled all the cases, if you make copies of all the Social Security cases that have been decided by the American courts, you'd have a huge pile, you know, maybe millions of cases dealing with Social Security. 99.99% of them will all deal with some cases dealing with how do you get benefits under Social Security. There will only be left a handful of cases that deal with any of the constitutional issues regarding Social Security. Well, let me tell you about this. Back in 1933, we entered into a treaty that was, you know, let me just call it the Social Security Treaty. It was a treaty to, you know, provide Social Security benefits. Well, the first thing that Uncle Sam did is we came along and we had an act of Congress passed in 1934 that attempted to provide for everybody that was engaged, particularly the railroad companies that were engaged in interstate traffic, you know, interstate commerce, they were subjected to a Social Security program. Well, the railroad companies got together and in a case decided in May 1935, the Supreme Court ruled in a case called Alton Railway case. And in that case, they shot down that act, that 1934 act. They said, oh, of course, you know, providing all these benefits to a railroad worker would be, you know, a benefit to him. But is it within the power of Congress pursuant to the interstate commerce power? And the Supreme Court said, no, it's not. Now, let me ask you, Charlie, are you familiar with the Constitution?
Sure.
Okay, was there ever a Social Security amendment passed to the Constitution after May 1935, between May 1935 and August 1935 when we got the second Social Security Act?
Nothing of the sort.
Well, they came out with the second Social Security Act in August of 1935, and the implications, the validity of that system, you know, the Supreme Court took a couple of cases and, you know, whitewashed the conclusion regarding the second round of Social Security. There were three cases decided in 1936 regarding Social Security. But nothing was dealt with in reference to the constitutional questions, much like had been raised and decided in the Alton Railway case.
And, of course, it's that way with a whole lot of things they've been doing.
Right. Now, here's the point I want to make. Here we're looking at these politicians coming along. Oh, gee, we need to provide medical care for every American. Guess what? You know, that proposal, not only will it impose a tax, it will, you know, completely socialize the medical system. And here recently, you know, I think there was a couple that was having some quadruplets. They were living in Canada, and they came down to where, Idaho, Sioux Falls, Idaho, or someplace like that, or Montana. Mm-hmm. They had to come to a hospital here in America in order to receive the treatment because this lady was just simply having quadruplets. They couldn't handle that up there in Canada. Well, that's the type of system that these politicians want to deliver to us. And, of course, you can imagine, you know, hey, if you're unpopular with the government, if you're a critic of the government, don't you think that ultimately, if you have a serious illness and the only medical care you've got in America is this government system, are they going to deliver medical services to you in your time of need? Think about it. Well, so a medical system operated by the government, completely socialized, what's the constitutional power for that? Well, you know, there's a case the Supreme Court decided, the Linder case back in about 1927, where the Supreme Court acknowledged Congress doesn't have any power to control the practice of medicine within the states. Now, what are the American people going to do that? Is this something,
right,
you know, knowing that Congress doesn't have the authority to do exactly what the politicians are proposing? Congress doesn't have that authority. Can't we go out and oppose this effort by asking a simple question? What's the constitutional authority for all this?
Exactly. Well, you know, I think of the education system being run by Washington now. People just assume that, they're the ones that dictate all the policies and it's our job to follow right along. Says who? What are the authority to do that? This has been going on since the mid-60s, you know, with LBJ's first federal legislation. Ever since then, they've just grabbed more and more and more and more power. Not only is it not stated in the Constitution, but the Constitution is clear that powers not given to the federal government herein are to be relegated to the people in the states. So it makes it clear that extra constitutional powers are not allowed to the federal government. They're not allowed to seize more power than what's already given here in the Constitution. So, I mean, they have no authority. And the way they get around that, of course, is, well, we just won't, if you don't comply, we just won't give you federal grant money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not by even by any legal claims that they're doing what they're doing. It's just simply by the threat of removal of money.
And that's because it has the power to issue credit. You know, it's created its own bank, and it can get.
So we're back to the Federal Reserve again. Yeah. It really is pivotal, isn't it? This whole money system and the income tax, which pays pays back these loans to generate all this.
Yeah, and Uncle Sam's just dumping half the state budgets of every state government. The money comes from Uncle Sam, and, you know, that's increasing the debt. But Uncle Sam is, hey, look, if you analyzed where most of the money's come for state budgets, it comes approaching half of state budgets comes from Uncle Sam. Now, let's move on. Let's talk about gun control. I know that we started off talking a little bit about tax, but this is a point
that
I want
in.
Huh?
It's all tied in.
Yeah, that's true. You're familiar with the Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the Second Amendment applies to what group of people are the benefit of the Second Amendment?
The
American people?
Yep.
Okay. The American people are the American citizens, right?
Yep.
Okay. How about all these Mexican citizens, residents, individuals that we have in this country, are they the beneficiaries of the Second Amendment, Charlie? Are they a part of
the
American
illegals?
People?
No.
Mexican citizens?
Only when they become citizens.
Yeah, only if they become citizens. Until that time, they're residents or illegal residents or the popular term, I guess, is undocumented aliens.
Right.
But, you know, those people are not within the scope of the Second Amendment.
Right.
Not being protected by the Second Amendment, could not Congress come along and pass laws that didn't apply to the American people but applied to the alien in our midst? Would that be unconstitutional and violative of the Second Amendment?
No.
Well, you know, I've done a little survey on the federal gun laws, looking at it from a little bit different angle than from what most Americans look at it. You know, you can. There's an international connection to gun control, and you know, there's a treaty that we had back in 1930 protecting the rights of states you know, like the United States or the state of Alabama, in the event of civil strife. Now, if you take a look at it, would it be fair to say, Charlie, that the chief law enforcement officer of the United States is the president? Isn't that what he does? He's executive branch.
Yeah.
Okay. So what the top dog in the executive branch?
He happens to be the biggest outlaw of them all. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I'm taking a 120 year look at this whole thing.
Yeah.
That I want to kind of condense in just one statement here. If you go back and look at some executive proclamations that have a relationship to gun laws, you'll see that back in the period of Grant's presidency, back in the 1870s, President Grant would come along and, you know, let's say that there was an outbreak of violence in Colorado because of mining activities. There was some, you know, hullabaloo, you know, involving union activities and everything else. If the president came along and in these executive proclamations said, I hereby implore every citizen of the United States and every person, who do you think that applies to, Charlie?
Well, the American citizen you're talking.
Yeah, but who's this guy known as Mr. Person? If you have a phrase in an executive proclamation saying, I hereby implore every citizen of the United States and every person, who is a person? Would it be an alien?
Individual.
Would it be
right.
Somebody that's not a citizen?
Citizen or non-citizen alike. Human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would include corporations, too, since they're a, quote, person.
Well, but you know, in this situation, you know, if you're only talking about human beings, excluding, you know, commercial entities like corporations and limiting
their inquiry
only to human beings, you know, an individual.
You know, too, by the way, that that's legal fiction, right? Corporations are not, quote, persons. They never
were
legally.
That's true. You know, it is a legal fiction. It's a group of people that are banded together. And the only loss that they will incur as a result of their economic activity is their investment in the corporation, you know, whatever they invested in the way of stock. That's the max. That's the benefit to natural human beings for corporate activity. You know, the corporation, the activity itself is, you know, one entity, and the law protects the stockholders. You know, there's no liability for the actions of the corporation for the stockholders. In most instances, but listen, we're going down a rabbit trail here.
Yeah.
Now let's move forward into time. There's got to be at least 20 or 30 executive proclamations. You know, in the 1890s, Congress had passed laws. You know, if a hot spot arises in the world, you know, the Congress can the President of the United States can interdict the traffic in arms and war material to those hot spots that he proclaims. So let's say that you got a flare up in Mexico or Spain or someplace or in South America. The President would come out with these executive proclamations and say, I hereby implore every citizen of the United States and every person. Well, person in that context, in reference to the international traffic in firearms, that would be an alien, would it not?
Mm-hmm.
A non-citizen. In this context, person means a non-citizen. Now, we all know that in 1934, Congress passed the first federal gun control law, and it posed a tax of, you know, $200 on submachine guns and stuff like that. Now, who was president of the United States in 1934, Charlie?
FDR.
FDR. Okay. Now, we had, there was an international confab going on in Switzerland at that time. And, of course, having been ravaged by World War I, you know, the European powers were interested in trying to banish warfare. You know, Uncle Sam wasn't all that interested because Uncle Sam was the major supplier of war materials to the world. But, you know, we at least wanted to pretend like we were on their boat. So while this confab is going on in Switzerland to, you know, banish warfare, you know, by the League of Nations, you know, we came out with the president, FDR came out with some proclamations that were, you know, favorable to what the Europeans were doing. But then again, you know, a couple of days right before the federal gun law went into effect, you know, he came out with an executive proclamation. And a couple of days after the federal gun law came out in effect in 1934, say like, let's say about, you know, it came out on June 28th of 34. You know, let's say that this one was July of 1934. Again, FDR came out with another proclamation. So both of these proclamations, one before and one after the 1934 federal gun law, both of these proclamations said as follows. I hereby implore every citizen of the United States and every person. In reference to international trafficking in firearms, I think one of the regions was Chacao, which I think is someplace in Spain. But so in that context, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, FDR, was saying, hey, you know, to me, person means an alien. Would you agree in that context?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then when the federal gun law, here you have the President of the United States issuing proclamations where the word person means an alien. On both sides of the federal gun law, would the definition of person in his executive proclamation apply to the federal gun law? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Yeah. Interesting stuff, folks. Stick with us. Short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Got Larry Beecraft here. Yeah, Larry, unfortunately, we've only got a few more minutes left.
I can't believe how fast the time has gone by.
There's so much more to talk about. We just never have enough time. But, yeah, if you could wrap up. We do.
We got enough for another hour. How about if you come on my show between 9 and 10 on Saturday morning? Be 10 and 11 your time. You available?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you early Saturday morning. We'll talk a little bit, but I want to interview you on my program.
Okay, sure.
And we can continue this.
So you'll be calling me. I don't know if you have my number or not. I can certainly.
Yeah, I've got your number. I called you right before the program.
Okay, great.
I got your number. I'll call you early Saturday morning, but I want you on between 9 and 10, 11, your ten, eleven your time.
Right.
And you'll be my guest.
Yeah, we can pick this up from there. This is really important stuff.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'd like you to plug, you know, any website you have or any other material you'd like
to
mention.
Well, I don't have any materials. I just do legal work. But if you want to read my website, go over to Becraft Briefs. It's, you know, just do a search. I hate to say Google, you know, because they're socialists. They're part of the problem.
Sure.
But do a search for Becraft Briefs, and it pops right up. And, you know, I would also recommend that Tommy Cryer, who I defended this last July, he got acquitted of tax charges. He has a program on between 2 and 4 on Republic Broadcasting on Saturdays. So people ought to listen to my program on Saturday mornings and Tommy's program on Saturday mornings. Those are two good Saturday morning programs in addition to yours, which is every day of the week.
Now, I don't imagine you're very popular with the IRS. Have you ever had yourself any problem, like any audits or threats of audits?
Well, nothing's happened yet. You know,
wow. And you've been doing this how many years?
Well, you know, I've been defending people charged with tax crimes. You know, white-collar crimes, that's what I kind of like. You know, I've been doing it for most of, you know, I graduated from law school in 75. So, you know, I've been doing, since the early 80s, this type of work, freedom movement litigation. But, you know, the point I want to make is that there's a lot of good issues out there. And I wish the people involved in the freedom movement would get away from, you know, the hawkers and peddlers of, you know, non-substantive legal arguments and climb on board with something of substance.
Right.
And, you know, I think that Tommy Cryer's got this Truth Attack. And yeah, that's just truthattack.com. They can go over there and, you know, he's trying to get something accomplished like we were talking about a minute ago. Have a plan and get it accomplished. You know, if we don't get off dead center, if we continue sitting on our hands, America's going to go to hell in a handbasket. And our life in the next 5 or 6 years is not going to be worth a tinker's damn. We won't like it.
But,
if we will do something like the Civil Rights Movement did and express the will and voice of the American people, I think we can change things in this country. Hey, they've done it. They did it in, what's that, you know, some of these countries that were under the bloc, the Soviet Union bloc, back in 1990. Those people did it. Can't we?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but FEMA is going to be, or is it FEMA?
Yeah.
They're conducting exercises, particularly for martial law. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's right in your face. I mean, they're obviously planning this. They've been talking about it for a long time. Tommy Franks mentioned we're going to move to martial law after the next major attack, and it's not a question of if, but when. Now they're telling us it could be within the next 60 days we're going to get hit. It's going to involve several cities. It's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, well, you remember they just caught in Germany, and, you know, then I saw in the morning's paper, I think in Holland, you know, they've gathered some more, quote, terrorists. And, you know, I think that they're just coming out with all these things. You know, you can look at a bunch of people and then you can call them to, you know, people that are not doing anything. They've done it in this country. They accuse some guys down in Florida of being involved in some terrorist plot. You know, they can make it up as they go along.
Sure. And that's
just
they
can see how the public reacts to it.
Yeah, it's all staged. Anyway, thanks for coming on. Now we've run out of time, but
see you Saturday morning, Charlie.
You bet. Thanks again. I'll see folks tomorrow. Constance Cumby. We'll see you then.
It's true.